What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Occupation Nation podcast. This is season one, episode six. I'm your host, Zach Horvath, and today on the show, we're talking to Matt Callender about what it means to be a plumber. Now, we just built our house here, and I got to see plumbers, you know, working all the time, so it was fun to hear actually what they were doing, what the game plan is, how you figure out what needs to go in a house or any structure in terms of plumbing, and so it was really fun to hear from an actual plumber's perspective on what they're doing. And I want to give a shout out to our Patreon supporter, Austin Morris. Thank you so much for supporting the show. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/onationpodcast to see what that means and how you guys can help. Other than that, if you just want to subscribe, leave us a review, that's all we ask. So I hope you like what you hear. I hope you learn a little bit. Let's get into the interview. We'll just start with what's your name and your occupation?
Okay, my name is Matthew Callender, and I'm a plumber for Pro Plumbing LLC.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
I've been with this particular company for just a few months. Prior to that, I worked for my uncle, but he recently passed. So
sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it's...
You went there after that,
mm-hmm. And I was with
my
uncle.
Were you a plumber for him as well?
Yes, he owned his own plumbing company in Hazel Green, Alabama.
Okay,
it was coincidentally enough, it was called All Pro Plumbing, and the new company I work for now is called Pro Plumbing.
Oh, so. Look at that!
Yeah, but I pretty much started helping him when I was around, 11, 12. He started helping, paying me to dig holes and trenches and stuff.
I got
Just small stuff.
Yeah,
labor work. You're a kid, so. Mm-hmm. He always paid me pretty well, and I just stuck with him, and eventually I started learning the trade. And by the time I was 16 and 17, I was full-blown plumbing with him.
Okay. So I was going to ask you that. Is that kind of how you got into this, is by him, through him?
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
I had no intention. Obviously, I was playing baseball. And
yeah.
I wanted to go to college and,
mm-hmm.
and play ball, but so plumbing was never really my career choice. But I just learned so much and made good money with him. So once ball was over and everything was over.
Let's do this thing.
Yep.
I got you. So when you were working with him when you were younger, were you starting to see that, this could be an okay job? Or were you like, well, I have this trade, but it's going to be on the back burner?
Yeah. See, so I definitely just never really, obviously growing up, you get a pretty weird concept of a plumber, man. You're just like, oh, dude, guys are just toilets and poop all day.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what a plumber gets as far as appearance. But it's really nothing like that. I mean, hardly ever. Plumbing's just more of water. You're dealing pretty much just with water.
Yeah.
So you rarely have to deal with,
any of that dirty, gross stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's
part of it.
But I definitely... learned that as I was growing up. I learned that it's not as bad as it seems.
All that.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's good to know, because like you said, I don't know much about it. So,
yeah.
I mean, just from building our house, I got to kind of see how they worked a little, and I understood that, there's just so much water in general throughout any structure.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Plumbing is definitely like, when you're building a house, the plumbers are the main guys. You got the HVAC in here for a little while.
Yeah.
You got your electrician in here for a little while. But the plumber's usually around.
And that's what I use.
Majority.
Because that's so important in our house, So when you were getting out of high school, is that when you decided that, okay, I'm gonna go do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I got hurt with ball. And I came back home and I was like, man. Now I need to do something. Thought about maybe going back to school and doing something, getting a degree in something. Mm-hmm. But, I've already seen how much, prior working with him, I've already seen how much money is in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I already knew so much about it. It was just pretty much an
easy
transition.
It's almost like a why not?
Yep.
I got you.
And I mean, I thought I wanted to do something bigger, and, I didn't really want to. I felt like I was going to settle if I just followed
that.
In my
I understand
uncle's
that.
Footsteps.
Yeah.
But once I kind of
you made the responsible decision, and you're like, all right, you weighed your pros and your cons, and you're like, all right, let's just do this thing.
Yeah.
You put the ego aside.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yep. I'm definitely glad now.
I was gonna ask
looking
you.
Looking back, I'm definitely glad I made the decision to stick with it instead of trying to choose a different career path.
Yeah. So, did you have to go to school for this, or like officially, or did you just learn it all?
Yeah, I didn't. You can go now. You can go to like they have classes and stuff you can take.
Okay.
And that will different states are different. So in Alabama, because that's where he was out of, so I was pretty much dealing with Alabama's regulations and stuff. So I had to have my apprenticeship card for 2 years in Alabama before I could take my plumber's license test. So pretty much you have to work for somebody for 2 years.
Okay.
2 years experience.
I gotcha.
And then you're eligible to take your license test.
Okay.
Now,
So how does that differ in terms of, like, you know, you're working for someone as an apprentice, but then you get the license? Like, how, what are the two, are there things you can't do when you don't have the license?
Yeah. So when you don't have your license, a plumber's license, for one, you can't really have your own business.
Okay.
So when you're an apprentice, you're pretty much working under somebody else's license.
Oh, I gotcha.
So you can do majority of the stuff, but you pretty much have to have, you know, somebody with you, somebody there that has the license. They can do, you know, pretty much somebody keeping an eye on you. Now, when you have your own license, you're full blown. You can just do whatever you want. You can pull permits for jobs. Say, like, you know, if you were having your house built and you needed to, somebody needed to pull a permit to start working on the new construction, you'd be able to do that. Now, I could still come in here and do it, but I would, if I don't have a license, you know, I'd have to have a boss that
signed, did
that part of it. But I could still come in here with no license and do all the plumbing and stuff. As long as I have him shadowing
me. But it
kind of
falls on, like, if
the
anything,
license.
Yeah, it falls on that.
Yep.
I gotcha.
So if I came in here and did something crazy, it's going to fall back
on
the
license. It's your fault, but it's really his fault.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So he's responsible for me if I don't have a license.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. So you did that. You worked for 2 years for your uncle?
Yes. And, now, when I moved to Tennessee, they didn't necessarily interchange. So the licensing stuff kind of got washed away in Alabama. So, and with him passing away, it was hard for me to try to get that handled.
Say, hey, I've worked this much here, but Tennessee was like, well.
So,
good for you.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, but in the end, I ended up being eligible to take my license test, and I haven't actually taken it. I'm still studying it.
I understand.
But right now I'm working under somebody else's license, and I make good money, so it's almost like where we're at.
I understand.
We got put on the back burner.
You're like,
now.
All right, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, because, you know, if me obtaining a license, it's not, I won't get a raise. It's pretty much just going to be the exact same thing I'm doing now. So
I understand.
Yeah.
Take me through the steps of what you go through on the job. So are you at, like, the office or somewhere, and they're like, hey, we need this done? Or what is the first step in that?
So it's usually different between different companies. So when I was with my uncle, he was a sole proprietor. It's called a sole proprietorship. It's like a small business. Specifically, he didn't have a lot of employees. It's not it's different than an LLC company.
Okay.
So a sole proprietorship, he's pretty much just got his own business by himself. He's working by himself.
Okay.
You know, I pretty much was his help.
Yeah.
You know, not
so
an
it was
employee.
Just really him.
Yeah.
Technically.
So it was yes.
And then you were just helping him.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I wasn't 1099 and stuff like that.
I understand.
But the way his business was set up was, he pretty much just had contracts from people building houses, like realtors and stuff. So he had Rose and Bloom and Fox Properties, people that, you know, manage hundreds of houses in Alabama. And
so they would just call him up and say, hey, I need this house done.
So they have so many houses and properties that they're managing in Alabama, he would only do the northern central part of Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Where he lived.
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would email him every single day a work order of what the job, and usually it was more like four or five jobs every single day.
Wow.
And it would be just random stuff from their, you know, rental houses.
Yeah.
So he would get an email, and we would just wake up early mm-hmm. and check out, see the jobs, mm-hmm. and try
kind
to
of plan your day around that.
Yeah, try to plan out what we want to do, and if a certain job is going to take longer than another one, we'll try to stack them in a certain order so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then we just call the tenant, make sure they're home and available for us to go in there and do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'd be drained. Sometimes it's replacing a water heater. Now, water heaters are a little different because tenants, you can't legally leave a tenant without hot water for more than 24 hours.
Oh, okay. So they kind of get bumped?
Yeah. So that, water heaters high priority. Yeah. So usually we try to get those knocked out no matter mm-hmm. when. Some stuffs are emergencies. If you got something busted and it's just water shooting everywhere,
yeah,
it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Like we're gonna have to, we're gonna have to go.
So that's just part of it. If you are gonna be a plumber, that's just part of it.
Sometimes
you never know what's gonna happen, when it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. You definitely gotta take care of your customers depending on the situation you're in. So in his situation, the way he had his business set up and operating. Sometimes we would have to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and go to somebody's apartment, and they would have just their toilet would be overflowing all over, or their water heater line would bust or something, or leak in the wall.
Gotcha.
And we wouldn't just fix it and go through the whole nine yards, but we would at least stop it mm-hmm. and then come back in the morning.
I understand.
Or, make it
a temporary thing where it's not
get it
as
to where
priority.
It's handled. Yeah. At least till we can come back, because mm-hmm. Can't get parts at 2 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah,
it's
like
a lot
what
of
all are we gonna do, really?
Yeah,
we just gotta stop it from what it's doing, and we'll come back.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, his was, it was a little more entailed the way his business was set up. We had a lot more plumbing jobs. It was it was a lot of just rough-ins, new construction stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But with the company I'm working for now, it is half and half like that. We do have like quality builders. They're building new houses, doing remodels. Insurance jobs, damage, we just did a remodel the whole kitchen where wasn't even just plumbing stuff. We also do, carpentry work. We had to scab on some floor joists, pretty much rebuild the floor and the outside wall
gotcha.
And then did the plumbing. And then we even laid down the wood flooring.
Oh, okay.
And, we didn't do the cabinets or anything like that, but we laid down the wood flooring and pretty much got it halfway set up for them. But we also have the company I work for now. We have the Lowe's jobs.
Oh, I understand.
We got contracts through Lowe's. So we're just like their installers. So if you go to Lowe's and buy a microwave, a dishwasher, a wall oven, double wall ovens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said microwave or not yet.
You did.
Water heaters.
Yep.
Pretty much like anything plumbing related or something that would go in your kitchen from Lowe's, we'd be the ones installing it.
So it's more than just like pipes and stuff. Mm-hmm. You're actually installing appliances.
Yes. We also doing appliances. It's not a whole lot, just ovens.
Oh, I got you.
Wall ovens.
Okay.
Microwaves.
So y'all doing the electrical of that too?
Yeah.
So
you gotta... some stuff does have a little bit of electrical. We don't have our electrical license.
Mm-hmm. So you can only, you're limited in what you can do.
Very limited in what we can do.
Yeah.
Now we can wire in your dishwasher. Mm-hmm. That has to have power.
Mm-hmm.
But that's usually your water heater is hardwired, so you got to do a little wiring to that. Mm-hmm. And your dishwasher is hardwired. Everything else usually has a plug.
You. And then the electrician takes it from there.
Yeah.
I got you.
And a lot of times we'll run into some problems where our wires, not in the right place.
Yeah.
And it's not up to code. And once we see that, we're going to be liable for it, It's like being a witness to a crime. Like, you can't just...
So you can't just be
we'll
like,
have to be like, oh, you're going to have to call an electrician. We can't touch anything.
Yeah.
Call us back.
I understand.
When the electrical is proper.
I was going to ask you how much y'all, interweave with those other, electricians and plumbers and stuff. So things like that, you got to kind of...
Yeah, you definitely, especially with contract work and the ways laws and regulations are, you definitely can get yourself in some bad water if you're not doing everything correctly. So you definitely don't want to go wiring somebody's house up and then, making some altercation, and then their house catches on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be in some
serious... I would hate that.
You'd be in some serious problems there, so.
Yeah, that would not be good. So all right, let's go back. So you get your wherever you're doing for the day. Mm-hmm. Like you get that.
Yeah.
What's next? Do you just walk into this house and start doing it, or is there,
So with the company I have now, we have a schedule, and it's pretty much like an app. We have two apps. We clock in on the app.
Okay.
And then we also have the app that shows our schedule, and I'll clock in when I'm, you know, about to be there, or Lowe's. When I get to Lowe's, I'll clock in. So say I have it on my schedule, will be like a dishwasher replacement through Lowe's. So we have the Spring Hill Lowe's, the Columbia Lowe's, and the Nolensville Lowe's.
Okay.
Three Lowe's locations. So I'll look at where the location is. I'll go to that Lowe's, pick up the new dishwasher from Lowe's. Then I already have their address and the customer's number and stuff. I'll look up their address, see how far I am, and I'll call the customer.
Say, hey, I'll be there in like 25 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and I'll verify their address, make sure, you know, the system did everything right. Tell them how long till I get there, and then we'll go straight to the address, do what we need to do, just change out their dishwasher, water heater, whatever it is. We usually take the old one with us. Sometimes, you know, they want to keep it. If they can, more than welcome to. Then we'll pack up, look, just pretty
see
much
what's
go
next.
To the next.
Yep, I got you. So they actually make the schedule for you.
Yeah.
So that's all right. I mean, you can...
It's pretty much, it's a lot more gravy.
You just follow, the schedule.
Got a schedule, and usually we know what we're doing. I'm a stronger plumber out of our company, so I take a lot of the specific plumbing jobs instead of, they try to shove me into a lot of the plumbing jobs instead of having me doing a lot of these installs and stuff.
That makes sense.
Because I'm more knowledgeable, just I've been doing it so long.
Right.
So,
So let's say instead of an install, what are examples of some of the plumbing jobs you could be doing?
So there would be like a leak in the wall, or just recently I had a toilet leak and the guy had no idea what was going on. It was just water around the floor in the toilet.
Okay.
So I'd go over there, and this particular one, it was actually didn't have any leaks at all. It's so cold that. And warm in the house, by the time the water's so cold, once it fills the toilet up, it actually is like taking a really cold water bottle out of the refrigerator and putting it on a wood table. You know, it's going to sweat. So his toilet was pretty much sweat, and he had a lot of condensation on the toilet. And he thought it was a leak, and it wasn't a leak. And another one would be like a leak under a kitchen sink. They just noticed that maybe their floor was a little buckled. So I'd go in there, and I'd look, and I found that their drain going into the wall was actually leaking in the wall. And that actually ended up ruining their whole kitchen floor.
Wow.
And once we got into it, that was the kitchen remodel.
Oh, wow.
They had to pull the cabinets out. We had to completely rip up the floor, do all that. So that was like pretty much my job for a few days, was just that one specific job. Yeah. So I would just wake up and go to that specific job site, and I was tied up on that job for a few days. And then once we got that done, it was just pretty much finding stuff.
Okay.
The next one to it.
I gotcha. Okay, so if someone is looking to be a plumber or thinks it sounds like a good idea, what are some of the skills you think are really important to have like when you're working on job somewhere?
I would say just... specifically in plumbing, a lot of times you're working with customers, and a lot of these customers, you know, in Nolensville and Spring Hill, you know, we do a lot of work in Franklin and stuff, so a lot of them are really nice homes and stuff, so you really want to make sure that you have a nice appearance and you're professional about what you do, and you want to make sure you know what you're talking about.
You don't want to just try to... You know, wing these people.
Yeah, definitely. Don't try to go in thinking you know or acting like you know more than you do. You want to start out from zero. Just, you know, let me learn it. And as long as you're smart and you can pick stuff up and you're honest and you just really make sure that you take pride in your work, I would say that. I mean, anybody can learn how to do it. It's kind of like, you know, sports or something. You really want to make sure
you take the time. You got to be professional, like you said. If you're working with a customer, I mean, that's a big deal of it.
And a lot of them, you know, they have $1 million homes, and they're really definitely want to be confident in what you're doing too. A lot of customers always tell me, you know, while I'm working on their stuff, they're like, oh, I know people hate watching them work. You know, I'll get out of here. And I'm like, you know, when I hear people say they don't like people watching them work, to me it comes off as they're not very confident in what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I don't want you to watch me messing up.
Yeah, exactly. So personally, when I'm working on something plumbing, you know, I personally would rather somebody watch it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like talking to people. It just gives you somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And if they ask questions, I mean, I feel good about it.
Especially if you can answer.
I like telling people, showing people and stuff. So,
yeah.
So I honestly rather people watch me work.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes sense to me.
Makes you look good if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Time,
so. Well, that's what I'm saying. Back to my example, if someone comes in and I'm asking them questions and they're just
popping off,
yeah,
answers.
I'm like, all right, exactly. This guy knows what he's doing, and that makes me feel better as a customer.
Yeah, it also helps the whole business out.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the future, you know, they're gonna want to pass your card out if they
exactly
they
like. Oh, we had this guy, and he was we had Matt. He was a really good guy. Yeah, so that makes sense. So what do your hours look like?
It's random. Usually. It's pretty close to 40. Sometimes it's over, you know, sometimes it's under, but it's usually right at it.
Average about 40. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, last week, like Thursday and Friday, we just had a lot of jobs, and I had my schedule, and as soon as I got done, my boss needed help, so I'd go help him on some water heater stuff, and then I think we did a dishwasher, and I worked till like 8 o'clock Friday night. It was kind of rough, but that doesn't happen all the time, but I do get overtime. I get paid by the hour.
Okay.
So to me, I really don't care.
If you're working, you're getting paid.
Yeah. If I'm clocked in on that app, then
yeah,
I'm making money. So.
So if you're working, then you might as well keep working.
Yeah.
I got you.
And it doesn't bother me one bit. I love what I do, and I take pride in my work. So.
Yeah. Wow.
It's almost sometimes I have trouble even calling it a job. I'm just like, man.
It's like I'm going in to do some stuff today.
Yeah, making them
make some money today.
Yeah.
I got you. So you have to interact with customers a lot, like you said. Do you have to work with other people at your place a lot, or is it kind of just you on your own? Or
yeah, sometimes a lot of times when we're doing remodels, you have to work with the tile guys or the floor guys. You know, they put a new floor down and they're about to put tile down. You know, if I had to cut for them to tear the floor up and get all that stuff out of there, they can't just tear it up with the water line sticking out of the floor. So we'll have to come in there before they tear everything out and we'll have to prep it. We'll have to get all the water lines out of their way. So they'll have to kind of interact with us to get us there before they start. And then once they get the floor down, you know, halfway through their job, we'll need to come back and get those water lines coming back out where they need to be, get them stubbed out where they can, you know, put the floor down. So you are working with a lot of different contractors. Sometimes we're working with tile guys, just framing guys, people that are doing sheetrock for holes and stuff. Just,
I got you.
You know, you got to work sometimes on bigger jobs. You're definitely working with like a lot of different contractors and stuff, kind of all meshing together and trying to be on the same page. Sometimes we have to go in there and fix other people's mistakes. I've seen people like plumb in a whole house and not even have the drain sticking out of the wall, like there's no drain there. So you're not going to be able to put a sink right there if there's no drain. So we have to recut holes in the drywall and then the drywall guy has to come back out, you know?
Yeah. So. That was one thing I noticed. It was so nice. Our guys actually did a pretty good job, either that or they didn't tell me and I just didn't see it, but I noticed that if maybe something happens, like you said, there's these other parts that you have to call back, like, hey, a drywall guy, you got to come back, or hey, carpet guy, you got to come back.
Stuff that, you know, necessarily is not supposed to happen. It definitely does happen.
I mean,
everybody's
and you
got to
be able, exactly.
So
you got to be able to fix it, work
it,
with it.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just roll with it.
Yeah. And I mean, we're not perfect. Sometimes we make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. So. Like you said, you're human. And there's so much that goes into these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
just ridiculous.
Yeah. And if you're doing like
impossible not to have a hiccup.
Exactly.
Somewhere
exactly.
Along
there's
the line.
So much that goes into one house. That I was surprised to see. I mean, yes, the plumber is super important and a big piece of it, but there's so many pieces.
Yeah,
it's like, man,
ridiculous. Yeah.
I can't believe that these houses get built because there's so much. So let's talk about what or how you ended up getting your job you have now. Did you how did you go about doing that? Did you just apply online or
okay? Yeah, so once he passed, I definitely was kind of lost. Had no clue what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I thought about just, you know, I tried to, he left behind, you know, kids and a wife, so I kind of wanted to help them out also. I got trying you. To figure something out. I opened a sole proprietorship in Tennessee, and I tried that for like a month, and I realized how much goes into running a business. Mm-hmm. And in my point in my life, I'm still young, mm-hmm. And I still have other dreams. I'm still chasing, you know, I race motocross. So I'm right. still it's got a lot of my time and effort tied up in that. There's just
and
no
so when
way.
You're trying to run a business,
there's no way. If you're running a plumbing business, you don't have a clock out.
That's about your time. That's your day right there.
You wake up, you're running a business. When you're going to sleep, you're still running that business.
Yeah.
There's no time off. There's so many, your mind is completely tied up in that. So many things you have to worry about. Insurance, invoices, you know, your tax stuff.
Oh,
it's just ridiculous.
It's
gets out of
crazy,
hand.
Bro.
So I definitely stepped away from that the best I could. Try to get everything clean. You know, I don't want no.
Yeah,
try
no
to
residual
do it the
stuff.
Right way.
Yeah, I got you.
And then once I did that, I started looking for a new plumbing job. I found this guy. Their company was. I think I saw an ad on Facebook about it.
Okay.
And then I ended up getting a hold of him, setting up an interview. Pretty much, he interviewed me for like 5 minutes, and asking me just plumbing related questions, and he really knew. He was like,
he realized
okay.
He's like, all right, this guy kind of knows what he's
doing.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, this guy.
Yeah, he's been doing it for more than a second.
Yeah, I can tell. So, so I pretty much started, they did try to train me. Mm-hmm. That only lasted for like 2 days. The first day after I worked with my boss, after that,
that's
I've been
probably
on my
just
own.
Like normal protocol.
Yeah, they have to. Obviously, yeah, for sure.
To train them, make sure
anybody can say what they want, but nobody's gonna
exactly.
know
until you're out there.
They see your work and what you're doing and how much you know,
right?
And how you do stuff. So once he saw that, I've been on my own ever since.
Okay.
So now I'm pretty much just got my own schedule. A lot of times, they'll send me some help. Mm-hmm. Or me and my boss will go do a job. If it's a big remodel, we'll both go do it.
Okay.
Sometimes we even need help, so we'll get another guy or two even on some of the jobs, just depending on how many jobs we have and at the time and where, you know, the guys need to go to get it done. So.
Yeah. So how does, like, say you need to, like, take off? Like, does a guy take your schedule up or how does that work? You're just like, hey, I need today off or whatever.
Specifically with my job, he wants us to give him a good heads up. Scheduling is a huge thing. So definitely, last week I had to take 3 days off because I actually got in a bad crash last weekend. My foot was like swollen, black and blue. I couldn't walk. And it happened on Saturday, so I didn't have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like, I told Scott immediately, my boss.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, that's fine. So he already had my schedule made out, but you know, they just split them up, gave everybody else
divvied
jobs.
It up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's probably a courtesy, but in situations like that, you don't know.
You don't really know. So
that's cool that they're just like, I mean, that they're like,
yeah,
they didn't like, come on.
Yeah. And I'm really good friends, great people. I mean, I love the company I work for now. He's a really good guy. I'm really good friends with my boss. So
that's good.
He knows. I mean, he's even came to my races before. So him and his family. So he's a great guy. He's really understanding. He's not, you know, he's not going to be mad at me for anything like that.
I got you. So,
very understanding.
Tell me what in your opinion, what are some of the upsides of your job? Just some of the best things.
So specifically with my company now, I like being paid by the hour. Because, I mean, sometimes Lowe's, working with these big companies and stuff, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes you're doing a lot of paperwork and stuff sometimes, trying to figure out, like, say, you know, Miss Nancy bought her microwave and it had a dent in it. Well, I can't just be like, oh, okay, let me go get another one from the store. You know, I have to let them know, Lowe's, CPO, like the corporate, I let them know why I can't install it. Let them know the times. Let them know what the dent is, like why. You know,
there's a lot of stuff, a lot of hoops you got to jump through for that.
Yeah, stuff, specifically with the Lowe's side of things. So, you know, you're getting paid sometimes to sit in your van and type in a bunch of stuff, and you got to drive all the way back to Lowe's. Sometimes they don't even have it, so they'll have to reschedule, get another microwave, take it back if they have it. So a lot of times it's driving. I do like that. It's a lot more laid back when you're not just strictly doing full remodels. Now, some days I clock in and I'm like in a house all day, just busting my butt trying to get stuff done all day long till I clock out. And some days I'll drive around, put in like two dishwashers.
How much do you have to travel? Like, where's your kind of region that you go?
All right. So the good thing about my job is my boss, he pays for all the gas.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Mileage. I could care less. Yeah. So I could care. You can send me for 2 hours away. I'll be happy. It's just I'm getting paid $18 an hour to drive 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that side doesn't, and he's paying for the gas, so that doesn't hurt me at all. Mm-hmm. But we normally, he's got another side of the business, and it's in I guess it'd be like Murfreesboro, Shelbyville, kind of like on that side.
Mm-hmm. East side.
Yeah. And then the other stuff's Columbia, Franklin, Nashville, even go out to like Leoma, Lawrenceburg area sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the Middle Tennessee general area.
I got you. Okay.
So
you don't really know. I mean, there's not really a set amount of travel. It's just kind of wherever things are.
Yep.
Right.
However, you know, whoever calls, what's going on.
But it doesn't seem like you're going too far away.
No.
Even if you do travel.
On a normal day, I'm usually just going to Columbia.
Mm.
Three or four jobs in Columbia, coming home. Sometimes Spring Hill.
I got you.
Drive around.
That ain't too bad.
And they're really good at scheduling. They take, you know, it's a lot really well thought out process.
Yeah.
If you're going to Spring Hill, more than likely all your jobs are going to be in Spring Hill.
One in Nashville.
Yeah, they're not going to do that to Pulaski. You just because out of courtesy for you.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to make you.
And efficiency too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely.
They don't want to waste your time.
Yeah. Or their time. You know, they're paying us.
Exactly. Yeah. It's probably really what it is.
Yeah.
Their
really.
Time. But, I kind of cut you off for the best stuff about your job. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Never know what you're going to get
it's
into.
It's always a puzzle. You're
very hands-on, yes. It sounds like. That sounds
so
like a big deal.
Yeah, you're definitely. I mean, you get to see all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
I go into, like, super, super cheap, you know, really bad, terrible stuff.
Yeah,
like
low.
Like, trailers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like
bad, bad stuff.
Yeah, and not necessarily trailer. I'm not saying, like.
I understand.
But sometimes people don't take care of the trailers.
Right.
So,
even the bad houses and stuff. Like, there's the bad, bad stuff that you could see. But there's also probably, like, super, super
like,
nice.
Man, elevators and houses.
Oh, man.
I just did, put in, like, a sink and a garbage disposal for, like, Friday. And I guess they did something with, like, music. They were some kind of producers, both of them were, and they did like Christian music, and they gave me some names and stuff, and I think she was expecting me to know them.
No.
I was like, yeah, I don't. But they had like their house was like a dream home. Like I was just like,
so that'd be pretty cool to be able to see.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Like
and they showed me, they had a studio, and man, it was
that's cool.
It was ridiculous. Like, I didn't even want to go through the
door.
You're
like, what am
I
doing
scared.
With my life?
No, yeah. Really, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, but, these people got money.
Yeah. And it was really cool to see different, you know, different lifestyles, and you meet a lot of different people.
And it doesn't sound like you're just sitting in a cube all day.
Oh, definitely not.
I mean,
you're never.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're always in a car or at somebody's house doing something. Mm-hmm. It's different, you know. You're almost every scenario is different.
Mm-hmm.
Dishwashers. A dishwasher is a dishwasher. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only same thing.
How do you keep up with all the codes and stuff?
It just becomes embedded in your brain after a while.
I gotcha.
You're dealing with the same similar stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
You start to learn the codes. Just
eventually, you just know them.
Know them, yeah. And I'm not even the best with codes, but as far as what I need to do and pointing out problems that I see, I usually can tell the codes. I know the codes that I'm dealing with specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's definitely something I'm learning more on is codes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest part of it.
Yeah, I could see that being tough. Just because, like you said, they're changing and they're new.
They're always changing.
You got to know them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Very important.
We'll go into what are some of the things about your job where you're like, hey, if you're going to be a plumber, expect this. That's kind of like not as fun. Kind of a boring aspect.
Yeah, sometimes. Like we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
you get that thing of, you know, that vision of a plumber is just dealing with poop all the time. And it's true. Sometimes you got to deal with some poop.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad. You learn this the trades of it, replacing toilets, you know. Sometimes, a lot of people, sometimes, you know, they don't take care of the toilet. They'll just, you know, they're not the best aim when it comes to using the restroom. Yeah, you're
like, dang, son.
So, yeah. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just unbolt the toilet and throw the whole thing in a bag, you know, a huge trash bag, and get it all tied up. You know, you're not going to be touching any of that stuff.
Right.
So, there's, you know, there's some secrets.
You figure out how to deal with it.
You figure out how to, you know, keep yourself clean and away from it and do it the right way. So, it's not horrible. Sometimes, the worst part about my job, I'd have to say, is just sometimes you just happen to work, like, specifically right now, like, I hate the cold. So, sometimes, I'm in, like, out in and out of houses in the cold all day. Sometimes, you know, you have a late day. I'd say that's almost with any job, you know, HVAC, something construction like. Sometimes you just gonna have to work late. It's part of life.
Something that it sounds like you just gotta deal with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's part of life.
Yeah.
I figure that almost be in any job. I mean,
definitely. I would say so.
Definitely the worst two things is just sometimes you got to deal with poop and pee, man. It's just part of life. Everybody does it. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely.
I'm glad you guys do it.
Yeah.
So I ain't got to do it.
Yep, definitely.
So where, if they're looking to be a plumber, where are some of the places they could go to find out more information or, you know, see what they need to do?
Definitely. So if I was, say I was like a high schooler or somebody, younger, trying to get into plumbing, looking into it, I would just try to contact a plumber. Say, hey, look, you know, I'm a good laborer. I can move boards around. I can help, you know, cut
just
pipes.
Just say, hey, I want to be a fly on the wall
type
of deal.
Yep. I want to get into it. Or,
that sounds like a good idea to me. I mean,
obviously. And, tech schools, I believe, I'm not 100%, so don't set this in stone, but I'm pretty sure tech schools have courses, classes.
To kind of dip into see it. See if that sounds like something
I'm not 100% aware if you can get your license through them or how they go about it, because that's not the specific route
I did.
I am aware that they do have something going on.
Okay, so that's another avenue you could take.
You could just go ahead and go straight through school and do it. Yeah, but that's definitely not how I went about it, just because of how it played out for me specifically.
I gotcha. Okay. What would you say is your dream job? Like, would you say plumbing falls into that? Or would you say I want to get into what's something that would...
Definitely. I wouldn't say plumbing's necessarily my dream job, but I almost kind of got out of the feeling that I settled for something.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm on the right track, and I love what I do, and I make good money.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean that's three things. If you love what you do, big one.
Yeah.
You're doing it every day, so you got to love it. If you're getting paid well, then again that goes into the loving of it.
Yep.
And then if you feel like you're on the right track, shoot.
Yeah.
Sounds
and I mean,
pretty
I work
dang good.
If you like the people you work with, there's not a day. When I worked at factories, man, I like Sunday night, I'd be like, dude, tomorrow is like a good work.
Yeah.
So terrible. But there hasn't been one day where even like I know I got a terrible job, like tomorrow like, God, that's going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm like still waking up.
You're
and
still
I'm like,
let's
fine.
Let's do
like,
this
I'm
thing.
Happy. Yeah. I'm like, good, dude. I'm like calling Scott, like, hey, like joking with him, like, hey, dude, don't forget like your shovel again.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, just like.
What are some of your future plans for being a plumber? Like, what are some of the things? Is it kind of just this is what you do and you kind of bounce around jobs or is there like a next step or what's the...
With me specifically and this company, they're a new company and they're really doing and stuff right. So they're definitely expanding, a very big company already, just getting bigger by the second. So my specific goal with this specific company is I just plan on staying with them and just eventually... You know, we just hired another guy over the weekend, so we're slowly building, growing, and as of right now, I'm pretty much like our in our area for the company. I'm besides the boss, I'm like the lead plumber already.
Okay.
So, you know, in another year or two, you know, six months or so, we start getting four or five more guys in there. I'll be he's you know my boss has already told me that, you know, he can see me, you know, he can see me being a supervisor. So,
okay, so that's the next step.
So the next step for me is definitely being...
I didn't know what the next step would be in that.
So that's hopefully once we expand and grow a little bit more, get a lot more guys.
So then you're like the head of all of them.
I'll move up, and I won't even necessarily have to do a lot of the stuff. I'll just be bouncing around. Overseeing, making sure they're doing things right.
I understand.
And, you know, following code. And everything looks professional. You know, you don't want...
So that's a possible pathway for someone that you don't...
There's always stuff to move up.
Okay.
And you can even, you know, you could even, if that's the way you want to go, work for somebody for a while. And if you love it, you know, you can open up your own business.
Yeah. And then you literally are moved up because you're the boss.
Yeah. And you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money plumbing.
I can see that.
My uncle just for himself. And he wasn't even just buku... busy and never advertised. All his work was from word of mouth. He made over $100,000 last year before he passed. And I mean, that's just a lot of money for somebody.
It's a lot of dough, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no degree. He actually dropped out of high school and just started plumbing.
Yeah.
And
look at him.
Yeah, 10 years down the road, he's making over $100,000 a year.
That's a good turnaround there.
Oh, yeah.
They're growing.
Constantly growing. You know, it won't be long before... They're in the stages of a big company like Mr. Rooter or Rotor Rooter or, you know, huge Hiller plumbing, you know, a big corporate company. So
it's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
And so that I didn't know what the pathway could be for someone. So I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know what the steps you could take.
Yeah. And there's always you want to start out as an apprentice.
Of course.
Especially not knowing nothing.
Yeah,
learn the trade. Definitely figure out what you're doing, the rights, the wrong ways to do stuff. It's very important because it's people's houses, and that's like the biggest investment for a person is their house. You know, you're sitting there, you're living in your house.
That's where they're going to be. Yeah. That's
if I install
home.
Your dishwasher, you're going to look at that dishwasher every day.
And if it messes up, I'm like, that freaking plumber.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to deal with some people that are just like,
oh, man, some people are just, you can't make them happy, or they're just kind of out to get, like, free stuff. I'd rather just have one crappy dealing with a customer and just, you know, when I'm done with
get it done.
If they can still pass my card out to somebody, then I did my job. I don't care if I lost a few dollars myself, you know. I'm working for a company. If I lost $10 out of my pocket and we still made somebody happy, that definitely, you know.
That $10 could turn into $100 by word of mouth.
You just got to go with it.
I understand.
And a lot of times, you don't run into, a lot of people are really nice, you know, you don't run into that a whole lot. But, you know.
I think that just comes with working with customers directly.
Some people
are that way.
Yeah, they just, you just can't make them happy.
Yeah.
But most people, even if it looks terrible.
They're usually good people.
Yeah.
Say you are doing a new house and there's no plumbing in there at all. What's the game plan on that?
Where do you start? If it's a brand new house, the city will actually have a meter installed, or if there's not already existing one there, most of the time they'll have meters already there where a house like could be like next to your house. There's no houses. There might even be a meter in the middle of the field over there ready for somebody to build a house there just in case.
Okay.
Because they don't want to have to go through the trouble of, you know, fixing all that.
Gotcha.
You know, so they'll put it there and just leave it off.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll run a line from the meter to the house straight, you know, underground. You have to get a trencher or something, trench it. Go into the house straight to the water heater.
Oh, dude, that's what they had to do for ours. Our meter is actually at the road, at the main road. So we had to run it all the way from there to our house.
Exactly.
And they had to do a trencher. They had to do all that good stuff.
So
it was an ordeal.
Pretty big ordeal there.
It was a pretty penny on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm way happy we did it, but it was a big deal.
Definitely a big deal. Mm-hmm. Especially with being as far as it is.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you have the right... Definitely, they made sure they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they did a good job.
You want to make sure you have the right amount of water to go that distance.
Exactly. So, all right, I cut you off. So, you got to do the trenching stuff. So, it gets to the house.
You get to the house.
Yeah.
Usually under the house, in the ground. You want to come out of the house, under the ground in the house, usually straight to the water heater. That's your first thing you want to go to. Then from the water heater, you know, you want to have a shut-off valve in case of emergencies. You can shut it off. Coming out of the water heater, the hot water will come out. The cold water can connect from where you come out of the ground, mm-hmm. and it can just, it'll start going to everything.
Gotcha.
Then the hot water will come back down pretty much under the house, mm-hmm. and then start going to everything. So there's like a cold and hot line going
gotcha.
Straight under the
floor. I think they had PEX in our house. PEX. It's like red and blue.
Yep, and that's the new stuff. That's mm-hmm. really what pretty much I make most of my repairs with PEX.
Okay.
I try to switch everything I do over to PEX. Mm-hmm. It's just because it's a way easier system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot flexible. It's easier to install.
Yeah, that's what it seemed to be. That's when I was asking our guys. That's what they were saying.
And it definitely seems to be more reliable than any other thing, length of age-wise and stuff.
Mm.
When it gets cold, it's kind of flexible, so it has
the ability to expand and
expand and you know contract back mm-hmm. without just exploding.
Yeah,
like copper, you know, hard. It's not once it freezes and it splits, it's done.
You're done. Yeah.
So, PEX is definitely the new and good stuff to use. Mm. That's pretty much what we use.
I got you. Okay. So after do you guys run all that? Do you usually do that by yourself, or is there usually like a team?
Depending. I've done them by myself.
Okay.
I've done whole houses like the size of your house by myself.
Okay.
Now it's taken me probably 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
To get the whole thing done. I mean, it just.
So how do you learn all this? Like, okay, I need to run these here and run these there. How do you learn all that?
Really, it's just seeing it so much and knowing exactly figuring out how it works and how houses work and where
mm-hmm.
how everything needs to go. You know, like this sink right here,
mm-hmm.
the water line, you got a hot and cold. Hot's always on the left, cold's on the right.
Mm.
So you want to make sure you get in there and you want it to look right. You know, you don't want to just have lines just going everywhere, hanging on the ground. So you want to use 90s and kind of keep straight lines. So you just get your water lines over there. And you want to get it up through the floor,
mm-hmm.
and then, but and you got to come up, yeah, you got to come up though, you know, through the floor and a wall, because you don't want to see, obviously, you don't want to see a water line.
In the middle of your floor,
yeah. or something.
Like going over to your sink.
Yeah, so you got to come up, you know, usually.
So there's a lot of planning involved in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. So like, come up in the wall, and mm-hmm. then come out of the drywall, and mm-hmm. then you're going to have a shutoff valve, and that would attach to your supply lines to your sink.
Mm.
So it's just repetitiveness. You see it, you kind of figure it out what mm-hmm. different ways of doing it, but there's a pretty, you know, right way to do it and a wrong way to do it.
It sounds like you said, if you are interested in this, if you get out there with someone, it just sounds like experience
is a huge deal to this. It's just getting out there learning and starting it. If you want to be a plumber, just find a plumber and get in there
mm-hmm.
and start learning and learn, you know, you're not going to learn by just going to a plumber's house and listen to everything. If he tells you to go grab a pipe, go out there and grab it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take the initiative and watch what he's doing. Pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Learn. See what
he's
doing.
See why he's doing it, where he's doing
it. Ask him questions.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, really try to learn. That's what I did. I mean, everything my uncle did, I'd ask him questions over and over again. He'd be like, man, you asked me that yesterday. I'm like, I know, I forgot. Tell me again.
Like, yeah, like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I got you, yeah.
So it's kind of on you. If you don't go the school route, it's definitely on you. Pick it up, learn the best you can, learn as much as you can.
All right, man. I think that's all I got. And that's it. Thank you so much to Matt for giving us a little insight into what it means to be a plumber. If that sounds interesting to you, don't be afraid to email me at occupationpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's occupationpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if that's something that sounds cool to you, and I can get you in touch with people and try to help you out. Also, be sure to email us if there's any other questions that I'm not asking that you want to know, or if you would be willing to come on the show and talk about your job. Doesn't matter what you do. I want to hear about it. So also be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, @O Nation Podcast. You can see some behind the scenes. It'll show you what's going on. And also be sure to subscribe and make sure to review. This really, really helps us out. Helps me out to know what's going on with the podcast, but also helps the podcast get recognition. You know, I want to get this out there to as many people as we can. So thank you so much for listening, and maybe, just maybe, plumber is the occupation that you've been looking for. Thanks, and we'll see you on the next one.